we are Eza Acherzman, which is two dots, I would guess about 18 lines to the bottom of 14b, Yudalad Amid Beis. Eza Acherzman. So let me explain what is happening here. The Gemara says, if you look at the Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah, Yudalad Amid Aleph. She does the Bedikah immediately, she has a Chatas. If she does it after the time, then it's an Ashim Tali. What is after the time? She goes down from the bed and clean and does a bedika. And after that, v'achakach, metame meis la'eis. So is there three times here? Is there two times here? What exactly is this middle time? Right? After the time, it's Ashim Tali. What is after the time? Now, is that explaining after the time is it saying how long is time number two? But if you learn the Mishnah, it seems to be three intervals. Immediate, after the time, and after that time.
What can be qualifying the second?
But that's the question. The Gemara is going to point out the difficulty with that. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Uriminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. Eza Acherzman. What is after the time? Pirish. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, because they should touch each other, takasakar, or takasakar. She sticks her hand under her pillow or under her blanket. Kasas is like the mattress. The tittu ate the tifted bud. Now that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seemed to say it's to get off of bed, right? What did Mishnah say? The lashon our Mishnah was get off the bed and do a bdika. Here the Braita says a different shear. It seems like a contradiction. What is that second interval, right? Which is what Dr. Harris said a moment ago, that the Mishnah is explaining that second time. When does she bring an Ashim Talui? When she is within the range of getting off the bed and doing a bdika, that amount of time. And the Bryce gives a different amount of time, which is to reach under her pillow, take the bdika cloth, and check it. That's the second interval. First interval is, we said that the bdika cloth is right near her private area, and she does a bedikah immediately when he leaves, and not even a bedikah, but a kinuach, right? And the second interval, the Braita says, is to reach under a pillow and a cover, or whatever it is, and take the bedikah cloth and do a bedikah. And our Mishnah said a second interval, so it's a contradiction. What is the middle interval? Zogta Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Mai Achar, Achar Achar. So Rav Chisda adds to the Mishnah. He adds to the Mishnah. He feels the Mishnah needs an addition. So let's learn the way Rashi is going to explain Rav Chisda.
So the, we're getting out of bed, it's later.
Exactly. Zok Rashi. Shetaychit. That is the first Rashi that we're learning. The Oida Mimita. She's still in bed. Hakadei Shetayreit Shurei Rabba. Going off the bed is longer than reaching under a pillow to take a bedikah cloth and do the bedikah, right? Ashura Rabbi, it's a Rabbi who. The Einai Matamas Vayala, Elo Achar Sharmagam Eslev. From the Bryce's Mashma, anything longer than reaching under the pillow to take the bedikah cloth is past second interval, goes past the second interval. Our Mishnah expands, excuse me. Our Mishnah expands the second interval. The Braisa has it shorter. That's the contradiction. So, my achar, the Kali b'masnisen, eza achar man kadesha teret, lava achar oisiyem koi. Rav Chisda answers, our Mishnah does not mean second interval. The Tmei misafik, then at that point, it's Tmei misafik. Elezeu achas man shu achar oisiyem koi. The Mishnah means, what is the, at what point is she already in the third interval? She ain't matame l'rabban as by a little rabbanam el rabakiva kadei shetered. Meaning, if she's at that point, she's already in third interval. The Mishnah is not setting the second interval. The second interval is like the brisa. The third interval is already included the time to get off the bed. Now the Rashi will explain it much better in the next Rashi. Haki kamar falok tani. So we have to read a few more lines in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, my achar, achar achar. When it says Achazman is going out to bed, that's already the third time. Frank the Gemara, Bokhtani Allah, Nimtza Shlo, Achazman, Tmei, Mitzavik, the Peturim, and Akarbin. Eid, Achazman, Kriterin, Mitzavik, the Tzadir Penel. The Mishnah doesn't read your way, Rav Chisda. The Mishnah says, what is the Achazman of number two? It's to go out to bed. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say what you want it to say. You want to say that the Mishnah is referring to third interval. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right afterwards, it's something. And what is right afterwards? And it says, until she gets on the bed. So how are you going to read the Mishnah? So the Gemara, Achiyav Kamar. Add to the Mishnah. Eid Achaz Man, today she tries to juggle the Tachas Tari, Tachas Arkesis, the Tito Eid, the Tiftik Bay. What is the second interval? We're adding this entire Mishnah. Like the Brisa said, reaching under the pillow or under the mattress, taking the Bedika cloth and doing the Bedika. Ukshidei Shetarit Menamita V'Tadiyach Tzpaneah Machloikah Shemekiva Rabbana. And once you're at the shir, if you are getting off the bed, that's already the Machloikah, that's like the regular Meislais. That is not, that's already considered time number three. It's not the time in Boyalah, it's not even a Suffolk. It's now a question of the 24 hours, like we have in that Beit Amid Aleph, and that is a machlokes of Akiva Rabbanan, how far we make her husband tummy with the chumrah of mate's legs. So once you're off the bed, it's off the second time also. That is already like a regular mate's leg.
What happens after the second?
They're not tummy, no suffix neither. Retroactive, halakhically.
So that's worse.
One second. She's Anita now. She was not Anita during Tashmish.
The intermediate one.
Number three.
So that's the middle one
is an Asham Tali, if you hold and can bring an Asham Tali on this kind of a suffix. A middle one means we don't know whether he lived with Anita. He might have,
Second is the suffix.
And the third one is the Meislais Halacha.
And what's my focus?
Rabbi Kiva holds, we had it in the Mishnah, that the Meislais is the husband's coming for 7 days. In the Chumrah Meislais, it doesn't make a difference, even if she finds it without Tashmish. She's telling me 24 hours earlier. We don't pass from Rabbi Kiva. But we had this Machlokes already. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Chumrah of Meislais encompasses 24 hours. This was the Machlokes, the Mishnah, the Braisa, whether you need Chachicha, Achim, Shnei Chachichas. We had that yesterday. Right. Frank the Gemara Ba'achar Kachtani. Doesn't the Mishnah say Achar Zman? How can you put in these words and just ignore? How he come? The shear of getting off the bed is already the regular Meislais. You're already in interval number three. Let's read the rabbi.
Why can't you learn the other way?
The what?
That it's just qualifying?
Because then it's a contradiction to the Braisa. The Braisa gave a shorter time. It said sticking hand under the pillow and taking a bediga cloth and be bidic. Getting off the bed is a longer time than that. So then you have a contradiction. You're right. The only reason we're doing this is to explain a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So if Chizda says we should add to our Mishnah. And by adding to our Mishnah, we solve the contradiction. We add to the Mishnah the words of the Braisa. Interval number two is to reach under the pillow, take the bedika cloth, and do the bedika.
You can't say it's the same interval. Yes.
I'm reading Rav Chisda. You want to give a different answer, so you'll have to give the Gemara a chance. We're still in the middle of a Gemara.
Interval number one, she does what?
Right. Interval number one is she has the bedika cloth in her hand, right near her private part. The minute he leaves, she wipes herself. That's interval number one.
What's two?
According to Rav Chisda, reaching under a pillow, getting a bedika cloth, and doing a bedika.
So number two is no other way of learning. I mean,
this is Rav Chisda's answer. I didn't say there's no other answer.
Before we got to Rav Chisda's answer, how did we learn the Mishnah then?
That the Mishnah was qualifying number two. Number two is till she gets out of bed and does a bedika. From the moment of Tashmish is over, so she gets out of bed, we assume she leaves bed, she doesn't sit around for 10 minutes. She leaves bed, and she gets up, and she does a bedika. Up to that point, it's interval number two.
And is there an interval number three according to that?
After that, it doesn't make a difference anymore. There is no interval number three according to anything. Once you pass two, it's the regular halacha meislais. which is a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, how much were machmer on the husband who lived with her 18 hours ago? He definitely touched her, and if she's a nida for taras and for truma, is he tummy for taras for 7 days for taras, or is he only tummy for 1 day? He's a short tummy 1 day. He touched her. Anybody touches a nida. What?
Within
the 24-hour period. Correct. Well, he automatically touched her. If this Shaila comes up after Tashmish, that means he did touch her within the 24-hour period. Question is, do we view it like he lived with her, which he physically did, but that's a Chumra of Meshleis, how far did the Chachamim take it?
Why are we assuming that she was a Nida? If she only sees it later...
There's a Chumra called Meshleis.
It's a Chumra.
Well, again, call Meshleis what you want. But it's a Chumra Drabonon, because we said earlier in the Masechta that really there's no halacha Meshleis. The Gabi Taras, only in the Gabi Taras, even by Truma we had a question. Whether Chulin by Truma, what the halacha of Truma is exactly. Question is, how far did we take the Chumra? Do we tell the husband, listen, Mr. Husband, you lived with her 18 hours ago. Therefore, you are now coming for Taras for 7 days. Or do we tell the husband, you're not coming for 7 days. You didn't live with Anita. It's only a Chumra. We're not going to make a Chumra that you live with her. We're going to treat her like you touched her. You tell me for 1 day.
Means we go retroactively back to 24 hours.
Or should she made a between? That was the first mitzvah.
Yeah, but he doesn't get that chorin.
That's the machloikus.
I meant to say, we don't go, if he touched, before Tashmer, he touched Truma, that's not, there's no reason to say that.
Well, not so simple.
Why? He didn't have Tashmer yet.
Again, did he touch her within the last 24 hours?
Oh, yeah.
If he didn't, you're right.
Touched her before Tashmer. I hear that.
You're right, we can't go back if we didn't touch Truma. Just like by her, if he hasn't touched Truma in the last 24 hours, we also not matame. But he depends on her, right? Let's read the next Rashi. Hachi Kamer. Asurim Mechser of a Hachi Tani. The Mishnah is missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. Eza Achas Manchein Tmei Misafik. They should touch it. That's the Brisa. We're putting in the words of the Brisa. She sticks her hair. Ava Shasa. Taishit leans over, reaches. Taishit Gaza reaches her hand. The Brisa said the word Taishit. I don't know how Art School translated it right after the two dots. Ava Shasa Kadesha Tered. But if she took the time already to get off the bed, Matama Meshleis. This is the regular halacha of Meshleis. Veina Matama is Baila. According to the Tanakama, it doesn't affect Mr. Husband. Because Meshleis is a Chumra only for Taris for her. The Rebbe Akiva, every time is by a law to look home, Meshleis.
This beneath the cloth that she reaches for, was there, she checked it before she went to sleep? Or she checked the beneath the cloth?
Yeah, we're talking about that. She checks all her beneath the cloth. And she, remember, she noticed, she checked it and put it under her pillow. There are no lice under the pillow. Any covered place that's well covered, but not chayshish, has lice. Again, I'm not an expert on the lice issue. I mean, unfortunately, till I had kids, I didn't know what lice were. But then I found out. Because it was amazing. In my days, when we grew up, there was such a thing as lice. Because they used whatever it is on the, they sprayed the fruit with whatever it is, the food, some kind of chemical. That they, what?
DDT.
That took care of all the lice. Then they took it away, and the lice returned. It made it easier for the teachers in Parshas Vayera. They didn't have to send home a project. They could send home the kid. V'achekach. Tony, the Tani v'masnitsa v'achekach tamah meishleis. V'ayinim tamah. That's after the shear of getting off the bed. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Yeah, v'achekach, Tani. The Mishnah said, achekach, she's matamah meishleis, which means after getting off the bed. And you're saying getting off the bed is already time number three. The Mishnah doesn't sound that way. Says, Achakach matama meishleis, vein matama, she's not matama bayala. Amal shishasa yaisim agdeisha teyre hu depligi. It's past the interval of getting off the bed. Amal agdeisha teyre. On my side it says, matama filul rabbana. It's matama even according to the rabbana. The kasha, braisa, he takes out the word afilul rabba. It's afilul rabbana. The kasha braisa, the agdeisha teyre. Again, we're back to the question. You wanted to add words in the Mishnah, it's very nice. But the Mishnah doesn't say it. Dr. Gemara, b'zeu achakach. We're saying teish teirin is already achakach. Not after she gets off of bed. Getting off of bed is already after the second interval. So we really redesigned our Mishnah. We added words. We added a whole new shear. And then when we said the Mishnah says, after getting off the bed, the Mishnah didn't mean after getting off the bed. The Mishnah means getting off the bed is after the whole story. We're rearranging the Mishnah. That's what Rav Chisda does. In order to answer the contradiction, he adds words and retranslates. Rav Ashi Amar, like people were saying here, Idividi Chach Yuruhu. Why can't we say that the time to reach under a pillow to get the bedikah cloth and do the bedikah is as long as getting out of bed and doing the bedikah? It's not a contradiction. You're assuming one is longer than the other. So, Rav Ashi, don't assume that way. And there's no contradiction. And you don't have to change the mission. Getting off of bed is the same shear as reaching under the pillow. The whole question was based that it's not the same shear. And Rav Chisda accepted that premise and therefore changed the Mishnah. Rav Ashi says, I see no reason to change the Mishnah. I see one way of saying the shear and another way of saying the shear. No contradiction. Eid b'yada, deshiterin min amita v'tadiachas p'nel. If the bedikah cloth is in her hands, then the shear is getting out of bed and doing the bedikah. Ain't eid b'yada, she has no bedikah cloth in her hands. Meaning like this, it takes longer to get out of bed and then get the bedikah cloth. The other way, you just have to reach back and get the bedikah cloth. So the answer is, if you have the bedikah cloth in your hand, then the shear is getting out of bed, which is the same time as reaching under the pillow and getting that bedikah cloth and doing the bedikah. The amount of time a woman takes to get out of bed with the bedikah cloth in her hand equals the amount of time it takes to reach under a pillow and get the bedikah cloth. And therefore, it's one and the same. Rashi. So Rashi, Eid b'yada, she'ein etzricha lo ha'shigada tachas hakar, she doesn't have to send it under the pillow. Habishura, that shear is with deisha teres into tadiach b'yitzei. So she goes down and does the bedikah with that bedikah cloth. Meaning, she already has it in her hand, the shear is getting out of bed and doing the bedikah. Ain't eid b'yada, the boy lo ha'shigada tachas hakar, she's got to get the bedikah cloth. So then, b'deisha teshik, b'tiv d'goy de b'mita. Ul Rav Chisda, he disagrees. Rav Chisda said, I feel the eid b'yada. Even if she has the deacon cloth in her hand, nafish, it's more, it's long enough, they should tayrade, but they should tayshin. It takes longer to get off the bed than to get the deacon cloth. He'll go achar achu. Rav Chisda doesn't agree with Rav Ashi. He doesn't think it's the same kind. So we have a machlokes here. Are we satisfied in saying that it takes as long to reach the bedikah cloth and do the bedikah as it takes when you're holding the bedikah cloth to get out of bed and do the bedikah? Rav Ashi views it as same. Rav Chisda said that takes longer. Getting out of bed with a bedikah cloth in your hand takes longer than reaching and getting the bedikah cloth. Therefore, he can't say Rav Ashi's teretz because he doesn't think it's true. Therefore, he's forced to say, so we add to our Mishnah. Whereas Rav Ashi says, I'm very comfortable in saying it's the same shit. Yes?
There is a problem with the second way you're referring to time, which I actually referred to it differently a few moments ago, in that obviously the amount of time it takes to reach under a pillow and reach down is less than the time it takes to roll over, stand up, get the bedikah, and wipe. Now the question is whether or not time is not so much measured as in exact time, it's called Einsteinian time, the time is measured by people like Bergson in terms of periods of time. So there is a certain period of time
No. Because the Mishnah is being very exact here with seconds. The Mishnah is trying to say, how long is it a suffix that according to the Brisa would bring an Ashim Tali?
Right.
If it's the longer period of time, we wouldn't say the shorter period of time. If the Brisa is giving you the shorter period of time, it's being exact, no longer than that. And not a second longer than that.
That's
my question. But Rav Ashi saying it's the same time.
The same period of time or a different period of time?
Again, no. I'm not agreeing to it, that's why.
Okay.
I think Rav Ashi's being exact in the time, and he's saying if the woman has a bedikah cloth, and she gets out of bed, it takes her just as long as reaching under the pillow and getting the bedikah cloth and doing the bedikah. That's what he's saying. Now, I don't know how big the pillow is. I don't know how far the bedikah cloth is under the pillow. I don't know how far she is from getting out of bed. I don't know whether she has a cover. She doesn't have a cover. Why are we assuming she's covered? She's just had pashmash. She might
bed,
not.
Bed. You know, what kind of bed she
exactly.
Is.
We don't know how wide the bed is. We don't know if she's not getting up close. She might be unclothed and gets up. We have no idea. We're starting to make assumptions here. So therefore, I am not going to say it for sure takes longer. Rav Ashi's saying it doesn't take longer. I'm definitely not going to argue with Rav Ashi over that.
I would simply say Rav Ashi was saying that it's within the same halacha.
So then we give the longer time. We don't give the shorter time. That's the thing. That's what Rav Chisda is saying. Okay, doctor, I think...
If you want to get the funding from the NIA, he'll be glad to set up a study where we can time to. However, you would not know the shorter period of time. I bet the longer period of time and the shorter period of time were in the same thing unless you specify those.
Okay, doctor, make sense. I'm not even going to argue this. I think Rav Ashi is being very exact. Mitzvah. Eza Echaz Eizazman. The Braisa says, which is Achazman? We don't know what he means. So Rav Lazim Rebbe Tzadik Lebei Chachamim B'Usha. Rav Lazim Rebbe Tzadik came to the Chachamim in Usha. V'amar Lehem. Now the Braisa gives a Hakdama. What is Achazman? Let me tell you a story. The Braisa is not answering this question directly yet. He says, you want to know what Achazman is? Let me tell you a story. Rabbi Zimmer Batani came to the Chachamim and Usha. Famalahem, Shemekir Vekiva Atamayim, Shemetam Ezbaila. Maybe you hold that it doesn't make a difference, the time, because anyway, in 24 hours, we make him tummy for 7 days. Right? We don't have a carbon today. We're past the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right? So, maybe and for Taurus, we're metame 24 hours. So there's really no practical difference what happens in the second interval and in the third interval. The only difference would be, according to the Rabbanan, we wouldn't make the husband tummy for 7 days, and according to the Rabbi Kiva, we would. But there's no different second interval and third interval. There's no carbon anyway. Truma, we're being metame. So what difference does it make? Nobody's going into the Beit HaMikdash. There's no Beit HaMikdash. So the fact that you fellows haven't defined it, maybe it's because you all, there's no difference.
They treat it after the Beit HaMikdash the same way we treat it today? In other words, the husband...
Well, they had Truma. They had Truma. Well, they were not strong. But they didn't have a Beit HaMikdash. And according to Bekiva, we're making the time of him for 7 days anyway, retroactive for 24 hours. So it doesn't make a difference.
In other words, a Baal doesn't have to worry about going to the mikveh in 7 days or...
Again, he's going to the mikveh anyway. He's coming at least for 1 day.
If
you're going to the mikveh, it makes no difference. He's going to be coming for 7 days if he had tashmish with her within 24 hours. So whether he had tashmish 4 minutes ago or 24 to 23 hours ago, it's no difference. Going to the Rabbanan, it makes a big difference. If it's within the shear, he has to go, he's coming for 7 days. If he's past that shear, he's only coming for 1 day. So he said, the fact that you haven't defined it, that he told the Chacham ben Usha, that means you're telling me there's no difference. Amrullah lo shamanu. Now, they answered, we don't know. We don't hold like a Bekiva, but we don't know the shear. We don't know. You know why we didn't define it? Because we don't know it. So Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik asked the Chachamim, by not defining the shear of number two, are you telling me there's no practical difference between two and three? So why define it? Because according to Mekiva, there's no practical difference. He's going to be tummy for 7 days anyway. Truma is going to be tummy for 7 days anyway. And nothing else makes a difference. According to Rabbanan, it makes a difference. Within the second year, he's tummy for 7 days, and after the second year, he's only tummy for 1 day. And since you fellows haven't defined it, are you telling me you hold like a Bekiva? They said, no, we don't know this year. We don't hold like a Bekiva, but we can't define it if we don't know it. Amar Lehem, Kach Pirshu Chachamim B'Yavna. He said, the Chachamim and Yavna explained it. Lo Yishas, the Kadesh Eterim bin Amitah, but the Diachas B'Neah, Tayyach Zman Huzeh Utmei Misafik. If she didn't wait the amount of time it takes to get off the bed, then it's considered suffix. Upturim yikarbon, the pata from achatas, the chayavim b'ashem toli. However, they would bring in ashem toli. Not b'smar hazeh, but if the Beis HaMikdash were standing. Shasa k'deisha terim ben amita b'tadiyachas p'neah. If she took that long, achas man hazeh, then it's considered achas man. So the Chachamim and Yavna defined it like that chat is, up to getting off the bed is two, getting off the bed is three, which is what our Mishnah seemed to say. The chain.
What again?
Till to get off the bed, till the amount of...
There's only two periods.
That's not true. After number two is number three. There is a second period between the time of immediate till she gets off the bed.
That's
when
there's no pillow.
What's
the pillow?
He did. He's reading. His, this is. Wait, yeah, can we give Rabbi Rabbi Tzadok a chance?
Up until now,
I'm trying
to say what he said up until now. From this, it sounds like there's immediate and then there's getting off the bed. That's all there is.
Till getting off the bed.
On the bed.
Again, we haven't, you know, I don't understand why you're not giving the bride a chance to talk. And once it's passed the second time, up to Meis Leis, or to the last Bedika, Boyle Matama Mishumaga, he's tummy because of touch. Ve'ena Matama Mishum Boyle, but he doesn't get tummy for 7 days. This is the Rabbanon talking. No tummy for 7 days to the one who lived with her. Rabbi Kiblaimer, Af Matama Mishum Boyle. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakayimer, it's a new shita. Baila nichnas lahechol. He's not even tummy for 1 day. He can go into the hechol. Umachtuk tyrus. He's totally tar, which makes no sense. He limped with her. 10 minutes later, she sees what? Rabbana say he's only tummy for 1 day. Rabbi Kiva says he's tummy for 7 days. And Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, says he's tar. It doesn't make any sense. I agree with you. The Gemara will also agree with you. Within the 24-hour period. When she... Again. The Chayin Kishashasa up to a mace lace. Yes, yes. Zog the Gemara. Bishloim elur of Chizda hainu the Matai Rabbanan. Koin to Chizda that says that once she comes off the bed, it's considered three. That's why the Rabbanan say, no, Bayil is not Tamei. El Ravashi, he said getting off the bed is the same shear as reaching under the pillow. That means getting off the bed is still number two. Right? Kedei Shetered Min Amita. Not up to getting off the bed, but getting off the bed. Rav Chisda said getting off the bed is time number three. Ravashi said getting off the bed is still time number two. So according to Ravashi, the Brisa is not being accurate. Because the Brisa says once she's off the bed, it's three. According to Ravashi, getting off the bed is two. Because the Brisa said till the time to get off the bed. Once she's off the bed, it's three. That's what the Brisa said. Kedei Shetere Ben Amita. Achra Zman Hazeh. One second. At Kedei Shetere. Loi Shasta Kedei Shetere Ben Amita, the Brisa said. If she didn't take the amount of time to get off the bed, she's in two. Once she's the time off the bed, that's three. Now Ravashi said that's two. The way Ravashi explained the Mishnah, that's two. The Mishnah said getting off the bed. And Ravashi said that's the same shear as reaching under the pillow. The Brisa says clearly not that way. We just learned. Let's read it again. Amar Lehem, Kach Pirshu Chachamim B'Yavna. Loi Shasu Kedei Shetere Min Amita. She didn't take the amount of time to get off the bed. That's Tzmei Misafik. And that's Hashem Tali. If she waited to get off the bed, that's already interval number three, which is the same as 10 minutes later. Now, Ravashi said, getting off the bed is the same as reaching under the pillow. That means Ravashi would say getting off the bed is interval number two. The Brisa says getting off the bed is past interval number two. So Rav Chisda makes sense. Rav Ashi is shver from the Braisa. The answer you'll tell me is that Rav Ashi only said it if she has the bedikah cloth in her hand. Maybe the Braisa is talking about she doesn't have the bedikah cloth in her hand. So the Braisa should have told you that. It has nothing to do with getting off. It has to do with she has the bedikah cloth in her hand. The chi tema. The ain aid biyada. The bride is talking about she doesn't have the bedikah cloth in her hand. I aid biyada. Ain aid biyada. Be by the way, should have said that. Kasha Rav Ashi is fair. So we proved the Chisda right and Rav Ashi wrong, because the bride differentiates before getting off the bed and getting off the bed. And our Mishnah said getting off the bed, which Rav Ashi said is the same as reaching under the pillow. And our this bride says it's not. Now, you can answer me that the bride is talking about she doesn't have the bedikah cloth in her hand. So the bride should have told me. It depends where the bedikah cloth is. Therefore, we remain shver and Rav Ashi. Because the bride clearly states that once she gets off that bed, it's already past interval number two, which is what Rav Chisda told us. He held it was longer than reaching under the pillow. And Rav Ashi would say, no, that's still interval number two. And therefore, Rav Ashi is fair. Let's read the Rashi. Shemekir b'kiva atamayrim, shemetames by lakom eslase. Ve'ein l'chem shir b'davar. And therefore, you don't have a second interval, elam eslase. Lo'y shemani yeshuray, v'kir b'kiva lo'y svirla. That's what it's supposed to say. And we don't hold like a b'kiva. We just don't know. Lo'y shas l'kadesh teiret, el kadesh teishav v'tivdayk v'ayda b'mitah. Sit up. It's interesting, Rashi adds that in. Till now, we never heard the word sit up. We assumed that the bedikah is done while she's still laying down. Rashi adds the concept of sitting up and doing the bedikah. What? Sure. Thank you very much. See, I don't have that in my Gemara. She reaches and does the bedikah. So either b'mita, tamei misafik. The Aino Akra Ishaim to Rav Chisda, which is right after the immediate by Rav Chisda. Shasta Kadesha Teirin, the Nafish Shura, that's longer already. It's more. Akra's Manuzel, because Akra is that. That's already number three. The Chay makes place. Once you're number three, it makes no difference. Kalaymer, Kashir Azam, Mikan La Long, Kol Mace Lay Shabila. In Batka Matsa Tamea Baila, she's Matama Baila, Matama, I'm sorry, Matsa Tamea, Baila Matama Mishum Negeya, but Mace Lays. Only touching Benita, Tumas Erev, one day. The Savik Midrabana lit lights, Vaina Matama Mishum Bayonida, Tumas Shiva. That's in a lit light. Right? He's Tumay Suffolk, right? Mace Lice is only a Tumas Suffolk. And we say that he touches Truma, we can't eat it, we can't burn it. But not 7 days. The third Mandiyama said, Nichnas Lahechel, the Kama Mafarish Law. The Gemara is going to say, how in the world can you say Nichnas Lahechel? How can you say he's tar? He touched her.
What about sitting on the bed?
Sitting. He changed the girsa.
What?
She reached under the pillow.
Shahashit.
They changed the girsa. It doesn't make sense to say change. Exactly what I pointed out. Don't scratch out your Gemara.
What?
Ashash says you should change it to Shahashit. She reached. Weiter. Bishlamel Rav Chisda Zokt Rashi, Zamek Desha Teirin Acher Acheru, that's interval number three, Haidu the Matai Rabbana. Vechi Teima Dein Eid B'yado. You're going to answer me that the Brice is talking about she didn't have the bedikah cloth in her hand. The Acher She Teirin Hutzuchel Haishet. After she went down, she had to go find the bedikah cloth. Now the late trace you were in, it's a double shear. In case you boil it in misty, the Brice should have said it. But the Flugin to differentiate between Eid B'yado and Eid B'yado. If you don't explain it, people are going to say it makes no difference between whether she has the bdik or not. The hashtag hashtag the late biyada. The loyshas took the shetayrin matay rabbanon. If you read the brisa doesn't say she doesn't have the bdik cloth. The brisa sounds even if she has the bdik cloth, it's already past two. But the late masli, since the brisa did not differentiate, shemami no the vadi matay rabbanon but the shetayrin l'chudei. That means getting off the bed is already interval number three.
You touched right now. I'm sorry for interrupting. The whole sheet.
Reach.
It's not searching. She knew where it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Lahayshit means to reach. Vayoysik lo hamelech eshay v'tazah v'asher b'yadah.
Okay.
He reached out.
I thought I heard you say something else.
I didn't. I never said search. I said reach back and take it. I said I don't know how far under the pillows he looked. I have no idea. It was under a pillow. Hashit means reach. Not shade in the translation. To look, to reach.
She
had to reach for it.
She already left the bed.
Now she has to reach. Or she got it before she went again. To reach and get off the bed takes longer than to get off the bed without reaching. That's what it says. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisrael ben Yechim ben Zakkai Eimer. Nichnas lehechu umachtuk tairis. He's tahar. The husband's tahar. He touched her. Meisleis is metame any taris that she touched. Even the husband touched her. He's tame for taris. Zog the Gemara, who the amet is shamai, the amet kalanashim da'in shaita. He doesn't agree to meisleis. He holds there's no such thing. Remember we had that beis amet aleph.
This whole discussion has been going to the
hilal. Exactly. So he disagrees. Correct the Gemara and take away David Balkari. But he just lived with her. He's a Balkari. He just had Tashmas with her. He ejected semen. So he's a Balkari anyway. So how can you say he's tar? He's coming for one day as a Balkari. Anyone that lives with their wife is a Balkari. So the Gemara is like, he didn't eject any semen. He penetrated, didn't eject any semen. Therefore, he's not a Balkari. And since he's not a Balkari, the only question is, he touched her within 24 hours. Well, if you hold like Shammai, there is no 24-hour rule. So he's tar. Rashi, Shaloi Gamer Ba'asai, Ba'filohakil Rebbe Kiva Matamas Ba'ela. Rebbe Kiva makes him come here for 7 days. The Harah Benizik Igmar Bia. Because even though he didn't finish his Bia, we assume that the reason he didn't eject semen is because he didn't penetrate totally. Doesn't make a difference. Even a partial penetration is considered a bia. The same as Mekaira Hera. He did Hera, a partial bia. I believe in Keriyat Jezriya. Keri is only if he ejects semen. There's a Tuban Ramesha. People who are Makbut and Tfilis Ezra. There are people today even. But every time they live with their wife, they go to the mikvah. They want to do Tfilas Ezra. Ezra was Masakin in about Keri Shetayvu before he davens or learns. And before he learns. And we don't do Tfilas Ezra in Halach anymore, but there are people that are Machmer. The Rabbi writes in a letter, I never missed it. It's a Chumrah. I'm just saying it's a Chumrah. The Rambam. We Paskin, you don't need it, but the Rambam, people are accept that Chumrah themselves, which is fine. They do, they don't. I'm not getting involved now. The Ramesh has asked, somebody who is Machmer, lives with his wife and didn't have any carry. Should he go to the mikvah Tfilas Ezra? Tfilas Ezra was made for the Balkari. He wasn't a Balkari. The Gemara says here, he's not a Balkari. So Ramesh, yes. Because the Gemara, Ezra made the takana that people shouldn't spend too much time with their wives. They shouldn't be near their wives like Tarni Gailim, the Gemara says. They shouldn't be around their wives like chickens, meaning he wanted them to have controlled times with the relationship with their wife, knowing that they have to go to the mikvah the next morning. So Mamela, he said, that would still undermine the takana. If they could live with their wife without having carry, it would still not do the purpose of the takana. Therefore, Ramesha holds that a guy who's Makban Trilus Ezra should go to the mikvah, even if he did not see carry during the biyam. I'm just telling you what Ramesha says. You can write him a letter. I'll tell you what he says. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, why did Ezra make this takana? So he says, because people, Tatamina Chachamim, were spending too much time with their wives. So he felt, by saying they have to go to the mikvah, because in those days they didn't have hot mikvahs, right, with filters. They went to a cold well, river, and therefore, it's a deterrent. Yes?
So what happens to the carry that didn't
exist? Nothing. What happens to a person that has Kishrei Aver and doesn't eject anything? I'm not a doctor. That's a medical question. You talk to the doctor. I have nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with halacha. Tisha Eber means some Zara left and is on its way out, somewhat. So what happens to it? That is a medical question, nothing to do with halacha. In halacha, nothing happens. We even had a case when he's in the middle of eating truma and he feels it coming and he holds on. He's not about, he's not coming. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva, a woman who sees a kesem, we make her husband tamei, because we don't know when that kesem happened. Amar Rav, lemefreya, remeihi. Rabbanan, b'shmul amar, mikana rabba, rabbanani. Now, let me explain this halacha. Remeir and Rabbanan have an argument. Remeir and Rabbanan have an argument that says Remeir holds Samim. We had this on Davheim and Aleph. Back on Davheim and Aleph, the Gemara said, Remeir says all women that find the Kesem, it's coming from the last time they checked it. Right? He was machmer by kesem. He said kesem is considered like, Rabbanan were very machmer by kesem. Right? That's what a mayor said.
It
was back to the last time she checked her clothing. Right? So, the question is, Rabbanan are maskim to Rabbi Akiva, that the husband becomes tamei. Rav says, retroactively till the last Medica, and it's going like Remeir. Medica
checking the cloth.
My mistake. I should have been more explicit. Right. Zakrashi, Remeiri, the Machmer B'Ksamim, Kedamer B'Perik Kama, with the Kama B'Perik B'Simon. Now, Shmuel Amar, Mikano Laba, Rabbanani. Shmuel says, it's only from now and on. And it's going like the Rabbanan, which means, I'm sorry. I don't want to misquote. What does he say to Rabbanan hold? I don't want to misquote. That from now and on, she's a tamei, not retroactive? What does he say to Rabbanan hold?
He treated kesem and blood found through examination equally. Therefore, since Rabbanan maintained that the man does not incur a 7-day tumor retroactively, in a latter case, he does not incur it in the case of kesem as well.
Except from now and on. Meaning, after she finds the kesem, if he lives with her, he's coming for 7 days. That's how Shmuel learns the Mishnah. That after she finds the kesem, and he wants to live with her now, he's living with Anita. But Enochinami, retroactively, she's not Anita. So Rav learns that the Mishnah says, Rabbanan agree, like Remeir, that we go retroactive, even by a kesem, which is a rabbinic tumma. And Shmuel says, no. We only make him tamei if he lives with her after she found the kesem. Correct the Gemara, Pshita. Mikana Laba Pshita. Of course he doesn't by all means that he lived with her after she found the kesem. Dr. Gemara, Mal de Tema. I would think that, let me explain this outside. Meisleis is a Chumra Drabbanan. And Drabbanan holds that it doesn't affect the husband. That's what he said. He's not considered tamei for 7 days. She has a period. We don't say anybody that if he lived with her 18 hours before, he's tummy for 7 days.
He's not tummy at all.
He's tummy one day. Right? That's what we say. That's according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva says he's tummy for 7 days. But according to Rabbanan, he's tummy only for 1 day, he's not tummy for 7 days. Some of it's in Rabbanan. A woman defines a kesem, biblically speaking, she's not an Anita. Not an Anita. Rabbinically, she's an Anita. So what happens if the husband lives with her? He lived with a rabbinic Anita. No, she found the kesem, and he lived with her after she found the kesem. So he's violating the rabbinic iser of living with a woman who had a ketzer. But it's only rabbinic. Meisleis is rabbinic. He lived with her 18 hours ago. He didn't do anything wrong. But now, retroactively, we made her tummy for 24 hours. But we don't say it affects him, because it's only rabbinic. So we don't make him tummy for 7 days. Kesem is also only rabbinic. So maybe if a man lives with a woman after her rabbinic kesem, we don't make him tummy for 7 days. He didn't live with Anita biblically. He only lived with a rabbinic Anita. So similar to Meisleis. You know what? I'm going to explain this again tomorrow.